Valentine's Day. Usually, any holidays they let us have are some kind of pagan bloodletting, right? That's the only holidays they let us have. Our whole lives right now are influenced by the satanic calendar. That's not where I wanted to be in this year of my life. However, Valentine's Day is on Sunday. It's not here yet, which means you have a moment to think about it. To think about who you can love. Who could you show more love to? And it might even be just yourself. Sometimes forgiving yourself is what enables you to be kinder to the rest of the world. I once met a horrible, horrible girl. Ooh, she was mean. Mean, mean, mean. And no one wanted to be around her because she was always criticizing everyone. And then one day, she started to cry. She had a meltdown. And what came out was what was in her mind. And apparently, she walks around always hearing criticism in her mind. Criticism that came from her mother. Ooh, ugly. Ugly, ugly. Painful, painful. That's a loop that she's going to have to find a way to short circuit, or she will spend the rest of her life in that prison. Anyway, Valentine's is coming, and we are in a world of broken hearts. Broken hearts, broken minds, broken souls. They're everywhere around you. Everywhere. You can consider who to show kindness to, who you can extend a hand to on Valentine's Day. Give them a gift. If you're a man, you can be kind to a woman. If you're a woman, you can be kind to a man. People will be surprised because most people are so wrapped up in fear and terror that they can't even remember what it's like to feel human. Go be of service to someone. Show them kindness. Show them your heart. Give them a gift for Valentine's Day.